Today's daf was daf kafa aleph. We started on the bottom of kafa aleph. The first part of the daf, that's a new mishnah, new chapter, talking about elements, you know, different types of things that if a person finds them, he can keep them. And we said that's only if it was dropped over there, but not if the halacha was that if a person put it there with knowledge to come back and get it, then you cannot touch it. Part number two of the daf was, we said how much fruit, in what airspace does it have to be, that it's considered spread enough that it's ownerless if it's left there. So we said it's one kav of fruit within 4 amot by 4 amot. We asked a bunch of questions, and we got a takeaway at the end without a clear answer on all those questions. Part number three on the daf on Amud Bed was Ye'ush lo midat. When machloket abayin rava, if somebody lost an item, he does not know that he lost it yet. But when he does know, he will have despair. Do we consider that despair right away or not? So Abaye says, no, it's not despair. He didn't know he lost it yet. Rava says, no, it is despair, because when he finds out that he lost it, he will have Ye'ush. And the last part of the daf was talking about when we said the case of fruit spread, in the case of, we said the case of money spread, we said it belongs to him. We asked, hold on, in the case of money, why is it belong to him? The guy doesn't know that he dropped it yet. So if he doesn't know he dropped it, this sounds like a support to Rava that Ye'ush lo midat is Ye'ush, that even if he doesn't know yet, it's considered despair. The Gemara answered, no, by money, everyone is constantly checking their pockets to make sure his money is there, and therefore that's not considered shelo midat, that's considered with knowledge, because he knows that he dropped that money. Amen. 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 Amen.